It's that time of the program to check in on the headlines in the tech and entrepreneurial news here in the state of Michigan with the editor of MI Tech News, Mr. Mike Brennan. Mike, welcome from the West.
Yes, indeed. I'm in Grand Rapids today visiting family and friends.
Glad that you are able to get out there, and I hope you have the kind of lovely weather that we're having here in the Detroit area.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, very nice.
It'll make your Easter egg hunt a lot easier.
Absolutely, you know.
Hey, Mike, let's go over some of the headlines that you've got in MI Tech News. This week, one of the headlines you had there is that the Michigan Treasury, our state treasury, is warning that there are cyber criminals out there ready to steal people's tax refunds. How are they doing that kind of thing?
Well, lots of different ways. They try to get you to answer questions that identify what your personal information is, like your social security number, your address, your name. And with that, they can pretty much have the keys to the kingdom. Last year, there was 33,000 returns were stopped by the state treasury, preventing more than $70 million in potential fraudulent refunds that were attributed to the bad guys, bad girls, whatever they are. But they had your information. They were filing your return. They were trying to get your refund.
Wow. How many was that, Mike?
That would be 33,000 returns were stopped because they ascertained that there was something wrong and that there was $70 million in money that was held up until they sorted it out.
That's a lot of money.
Just to build on that, the IRS this year is mandating that when you do an e-file, that you have to give driver's license information if you have it to go along with that as well. They want to narrow it down as tight as possible to make sure that refund is going to the exact person it's supposed to go to.
Yeah. Now, that's so important, and it breaks my heart when I see people, you know, going to file and finding out somebody's beaten them to it and has taken a rather sizable return away from them because they got in between the process.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of your other headlines here is to pay or not to pay, a business perspective on ransomware. That must be an interesting conversation.
Yes, it's going to take place on April 26th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Schoolcraft College. It's the folks over at the ISSA Motor City, and they're going to have in there talking about what's going on with ransomware, which is where bad guys encrypt your data, and they sell it back to you to unencrypt it. Perhaps, one never knows. But so you're going to have Stephen Fox, who works with the U.S. Department of Treasury, is going to explain all the bad things that can happen unless you're paying really close attention to, the rent. Well, anybody can get sucked into it, but a lot of the times it's a phishing attack, things like that. Mm-hmm. Where you click on, some sort of link you shouldn't be clicking on.
Right.
So just common sense you need to exercise here.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mike, for that heads up on that. And finally, it's kind of interesting here. I found that you had a headline about the Army testing new hydrogen-powered Chevy Colorados.
Yeah, absolutely. They've been working on this for a number of years. The Army likes this because hydrogen-powered vehicles are very quiet. They don't produce some sort of really intense thermal signature that would pick up on radar. Hydrogen, they pump the gases and whatnot, depending on what it is, into the tanks, and so it just works really well for the military. And so what they've done is they've been working on this for a bit since January. They have a Chevy Colorado 2H2, which they're using right now to test on the, or at least earlier in this month, on the Milford test track out there by GM, and to see if it really works. And I know that the folks at Tardak and Warren are real interested in having this for the military. It's still pretty much in the early stages.
Well, folks, this is an example of the wide variety of the kind of headlines that you'll find at MI Tech News each week. And the way of getting that delivered to you is simply by going to mitechnews.com and putting in your email address, and it will cost you $0.00 to have that arrive in your inbox during the week. And you'll find two heads-ups from MI Tech News. One's on Wednesday, and you'll find links there to all sorts of video and audio resources as well as hard news. And then on Friday, you'll find the hard news headlines there, some of which we've been talking about right now with Mike Brennan, the editor. Mike, I want you to spend the rest of the day enjoying your family and the celebration out there in Grand Rapids.
I'll do my very best. Yeah, it's very nice and warm. We're watching the Tigers on TV right now. Tomorrow, of course, is the day with the ham, right? You know,
yeah,
ham.
Yeah.
And I bring all the wine for everybody. So, yeah, it's good. It's nice to get over here from time to time. I don't get over here near enough.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying your time with family there, Mike. And it's a good time of year to do that kind of thing. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Thanks, Foster. You too.
Mr. Mike Brennan, the editor of MI Tech News.